Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليسكت، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, this Mubarak month of Sha'ban, to a very large extent, if we look into Quran and Hadith, the glowing, beautiful example of our noble master, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the lives of the Salafi Salihin, our pious predecessors, we find that to a large extent this month constituted a preparation for Sayyid al-Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, the Mubarak and the blessed month of Ramadan. Many of us, when it comes to spiritual preparation, or what we consider to be ibadat, to be valuable currency in Allah Ta'ala's court, to be piety, to be treading the road to the closeness of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the question is put, what is the wasila of that? What is the medium? Ramadan is coming, what should my preparation be? The mindset generally, increase the zikr of Allah, increase my nafil salah, start waking up for tahajjud if I was not waking up for tahajjud, start reciting Quran, huffaz in this month already with trepidation, Taraweeh is coming, so certain preparation in that direction. All these are very, very important aspects. But unfortunately, my respected brothers, there is one aspect, one preparation, one cleanliness, one important integral principle of Shariat and Deen that illa mashaAllah, majority of us are totally oblivious and unconscious. There is one surah in the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a very, very great ni'mat and bounty which Allah has blessed you and I with. This surah is referred to as what we call Arusul Quran, the bride of the Quran, the crown jewel of the Quran. Beautiful surah, 27 juz of the Quran. Interestingly, this surah, even in its beginning, it's unique. It begins with this expression, Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman. The benevolent, the kind, the compassionate, the merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah highlights the introduction of Arusul Quran, the crown jewel of the Quran, the bride of the Quran, drawing your and my attention to this great sifat and attribute of Allah, that Allah is Rahman. Allah is very, very merciful. And when Allah introduces His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran also, an expression of Allah's mercy. When Allah, what does Allah highlight about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مَا and إِلَّا. When it comes together in one expression, it creates a meaning of total, complete exclusivity. In other words, like we say in Urdu, sirf or sirf. Sirf or sirf. Only and only we have sent you as nothing, 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 but rahmatan lil alameen. You are an expression of mercy upon the entire, every alam. Allah is a Rahman. The creation of Allah, the greatest creation of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, rahmatan lil alameen. He is mercy. Sarasar rahmat. Sarasar mercy. So you and I, what is the goal? You and I, the goal for you and I also is to become mercy. Become a source of rahmat. Just now one or two nikahs will take place. A lot of times we ask ourselves the question, what is the formula for a successful marriage? Tomorrow I'm going to become a father. What is the formula for being a successful father? In business, what is the formula for being a successful businessman? Studies have been written. Long, long, voluminous books we'll find. Strange titles. The other day, a few years ago, I was in somebody's car in the country. One country, I think it was Canada. Next to his gearbox in the car, next to the gear lever, he had one book. Men are from Venus, women are from Mars. So I said, hey, what's this you're reading? So he says, no, this is to show us how to be good husbands and wives. Volumes are written on this topic. What does Quran and Hadith teach us? As a husband, tomorrow, ask yourself this question. As a husband, when you walk into your house, are you rahmat and mercy or are you azab? As a wife, in dealing with your husband, are you a mercy or are you an azab? As a friend, as a businessman, as a father, Islam advocates one basic sabak and lesson. And this is the yardstick of who is the best Muslim. The riwayat is there. In the beginning I mentioned, Ramadan ke tayari ho raha hai. We're getting ready for Ramadan. Extra Quran, zikr, tilawat. All that is important. Ask ourselves this question, how many of us are taking this thermometer and yardstick and checking? In my life, as a husband, as a wife, as a father, as a businessman, as an employer, as an employee, even as a musalli in my masjid, am I a source of rahmat and mercy to those around me? When people see me, do they get happy? Am I a source of suk, comfort to them? Or am I a source of duk and azab to them? What is the nature and essence of this? Our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was put the question, Ayyul Muslimina Afdal? Ya Rasulallah, who is the best Muslim? As a Muslim, you will wear different garbs, different outfits. You will adorn different roles. As a Muslim, you will be a Muslim father, Muslim husband, Muslim businessman, Muslim lawyer, whatever. In all those robes that you will wear and adorn as a Muslim, living in a country where we are, where you are only 3% of the population, so there are people looking at you as a Muslim, what is the robe that you are supposed to wear that will, in the eyes of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will receive this accolade that you are the best Muslim. Ayyul Muslim Afdal. Who is the best Muslim? Ask this question to you and I, and majority of us, many, many times before I mentioned this, is the one who's waking up for tahajjud, the one making zikr, the one who's always in ibadat, always in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand, my respected brothers, all that is important. We cannot in any way diminish from the importance of that. But in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, height and pinnacle of Islam is not that. That is wasila. Height and pinnacle of Islam is what? Ayyul Muslim Afdal. Ya Rasulullah, who is the best Muslim? What did our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Man salimal muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. Who is the best Muslim? Tahajjud guzar, rozedar. He didn't say that. What did he say? He said, I'm not translating literally, I'm translating in the context of what we were speaking about. He said, the best, most virtuous Muslim is the one who controls this tongue. When he opens his mouth, he is rahmat, he is not azab. When he speaks, he's not making ghibat about somebody. He's not taunting someone. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Laysal mu'min. Person cannot have iman. He is not a mu'min. Bitta'an. Walal la'an. Walal fahish. Walal badi. He is not a mu'min. He is not from my ummah. If he is always taunting people. If he is always accusing people. If he is always slandering people. If he is always cursing people. And walal fahish walal bazi, and his language is littered with swear words, such a person is not a mu'min. What does it boil down to? Become rahmat, become mercy. Arusul Quran, the bride of the Quran, the crown jewel of the Quran. Allah begins this surah with an expression, Ar-Rahman, the merciful, compassionate, kind Allah. Ulama, one tafsir of this ulama give, they say this is dawah. This is a claim. And with dawah, there must be dalil. When you make a claim, provide a proof. What does Allah highlight as the proof that I have blessed you with my mercy? Amongst the things that Allah highlight pertinent to what we are discussing, علم القرآن خلق الإنسان, and the third thing, علمه البيان. Allah gave you the power of speech. This is a very, very great expression of my mercy, Allah says. Scientifically, just look at it. Take a few minutes to pause, because unfortunately, nowadays, this concept of making shukr to Allah is not there. Showing our gratitude to Allah is not there. I am speaking to you now. Consider my thought processes. You can't see. This brain that Allah has given you is performing 32,000 trillion functions every second. The thought processes in my brain you can't see. They are being formulated. They are electrical impulses. They are moving at the speed of 250 kilometers per hour to my tongue. The movement of my tongue also is not visible to you. Sound waves are being produced. Allah's wind, for wind to come into existence, how many balances there have to be? The spinning of the earth, the seasons, the movement of the sun, the moon, the stars, the movement of the heavenly objects. All this is coming together to produce wind. In that wind, that balance that Allah has put into place, these sound waves are being carried on the shoulders of Allah's wind. In each of your ears, you have 100,000 receptors for sound. Call it telephones. 100,000 receptors in each ear. At the back of the ear are three bones: hammer, stirrup, and anvil. They are a certain size, certain angle. Newborn child, these three bones are there. As the child grows, head grows, hands grow, feet grows, everything grows. These three bones don't grow. Newborn child, 60-year-old man, they are the same size, same angle. What do? They amplify the sound waves. Behind that is what they call the inner ear or the cochlea. It's a pool of liquid. In it is an instrument that looks like a harp, a musical instrument. It has 6,000 strings. This inner ear cochlea is made up of 6,000 strings. Each string vibrates to a different frequency of sound, enabling you to hear a variation of 6,000 different frequencies of sound. As the amplified sound waves hit these strings, they start vibrating it. Behind 18,000 nerve cells amplify those vibrations. Then they are transported at the speed of 250 kilometers per hour to your brain, and you are able to comprehend and understand what I am speaking. Ar-Rahman, the benevolent, the kind, the merciful. What price tag are you going to put on this? What price tag are you going to put on the bounties of Allah? Recently, I was in Jamaat with somebody. Every time you speak to him, he can't hear. By what happened? Can't hear. Hearing is going, I'm getting old. Why don't you wear hearing aids? He says, you know what, my hearing aids cost 40,000 rand. Cost 40,000. And so, okay, cost you that. MashaAllah, Allah gave you the wealth. Why are you not carrying it? He says, no, it's too expensive. I'm afraid I might lose it. What price tag are you going to put on the ni'mat and bounties of Allah? Allah introduces Arusul Quran, and Allah says, I am mercy from head to toe. My Nabi was mercy. Become a mercy. This kalam that we gave you, this bounty that we gave you, Ramadan is coming. Preparation for Ramadan is not only fasting. Preparation for Ramadan is not only tilawat of Quran and zikrullah and tahajjud. More important preparation for Ramadan. Anytime some big function is going to happen, what happens? You make safai. You start cleaning up. If it's a hall, house, anyway, make sure the venue is clean. Cleanliness is part of deen, is part of life. Important preparation for Ramadan, my respected brothers. Not just Ramadan, every moment of our life. Start this cleanliness. Clean your inside. Become clean. And the road to becoming clean is control this tongue. I am not saying it. May yadman li ma bayna lahyayhi wa ma bayna rijlayhi adman lahul jannah. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, guarantee me my ummah that you will control your tongue. Guarantee me my ummah that you will control your tongue. And you will control your private parts. And I, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, guarantee you that you are a jannati. Muaz bin Jabal. Who is Muaz bin Jabal? Not an ordinary sahabi. This is that sahabi. Tomorrow, the flag of the ulama of the ummah will be in his hand. In other words, not an ordinary person. Intelligent, astute. Alim of the ummah. He will hold the flag of the ulama of the ummah. Among sahaba, Muaz was considered to be so intelligent and had such an understanding of shariat that even in the lifetime of Rasulullah, in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina, Muaz would give fatwa radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved him so much that amongst the galaxy of sahaba, he is that sahabi that has this unique distinction that my Nabi one day addressed him and said to him directly, Ya Muaz, Inni uhibbuk. Muaz, I love you. That sahabi, one day he poses a question. Jumu'ah, unfortunately, there are a lot of constraints on time, so I can't go into too much detail. But just touching on one or two important points. Lengthy hadith. How does he begin this hadith? Akhbirni bi'amalin yudkhiluni al-jannah wa yuba'idni minan nar. He said, Ya Rasulullah, show me something. Show me the way that I will become a jannati and I will be safe from jahannam. Lengthy hadith. At the end of it, what does my Nabi do? Obviously, the whole of shariat is there for entry into jannat. The whole of shariat is there to be safe from jahannam. What is shariat? Quran. More than 6,600 ayats. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam running into millions of ahadith. One Imam Abu Dawud, when he prepared his Dawud Sharif, he said, I looked at from my memory 480,000 ahadith and selected plus minus 48,000 for Abu Dawud Sharif. That is just one compilation. All this is to enter Jannah, be saved from Jahannam. May all our lives be sacrificed on our noble, beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He gave us the nichor and the essence of everything. Condensed it. Because he knew, today we got no time to make zikr. Where are we going to have time to study the whole Quran and all the ahadith? He said, Ya Mu'az, ala ukhbiruka bimilaki dhalika kullihi. Mu'az, should I not condense all this for you and show you one thing? One thing, Mu'az. One thing, Mu'az. Jannat you will enter. Jahannam you will be saved. The nature and the essence and the crux of my whole deen and shariat. Ala ukhbiruka bimilaki dhalika kullihi. Qultu bala ya Rasulallah. Mu'az, alim of the ummah, he says, Ya Rasulallah, what is it? Tell me, tell me. He didn't just tell him. What does my Nabi do? Akhadha bilisanihi. Ahwa bilisani. Different riwayats. Like you will show something to a little child. Mu'az is not a little child. Mu'az is the alim of the ummah. He used to give fatwa in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will have the flag of the ulama of the ummah in his hand tomorrow on the day of judgment. Yet, my Nabi displays this to him like you will show a little child because of its importance. Takes his Mubarak tongue out of his mouth, holds it with his finger and says to him, Mu'az, kuffahada, 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 control the snake, control the serpent. This is key to Jannat. It will take you to the heights of Jannat. And the same tongue, the same tongue. Allahu Akbar. Like I said, time is limited. I'm just mentioning one or two ahadith. My Nabi said, لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه ولا يستقيم قلبه حتى يستقيم لسانه. He said, the iman of no person will reach istiqamat and perfection until his heart reaches istiqamat. And the road to the istiqamat of the heart, to iman, to perfection, is the يَسْتَقِيمَ لِسَانُهُ. This tongue has to be controlled. This tongue has to be controlled. This tongue has to be controlled. إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ مَا يَذُنُّ أَنَّهُ أَنْ تَبْلُغَ مَا بَلَغْ يَكْتُبُ اللَّهُ بِهَا رِضْوَانَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَاهُ وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ مَا يَذُنُّ أَنْ تَبْلُغَ مَا بَلَغْ إِلَّا يَكْتُبُ اللَّهُ بِهَا سَخَطَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then, to highlight this, what did my Nabi say? He said, someone, how easy Allah has made it to speak. Scientifically, I mentioned what a complex process, yet so easy Allah made it to speak. So be careful. He said, an ummati of mine will say something. Two people are fighting. Instead of putting oil, he'll put water. He'll create unity. He'll spread love. He'll be a source of rahmat. He'll be a source of mercy. He said, you will utter something that pleases Allah. You will utter something that pleases Allah. You also won't give it a second thought. It was something insignificant, inconsequential. You didn't require much effort. You just uttered it. But you had the intention to please Allah. You created unity. You brought the hearts close. You were a source of rahmat and mercy. My Nabi says, Allah will become so happy by your utterance that he will write down for you his pleasure right up till Qiyamah. And then he warned, conversely, the other side. He said, someone will say something of my ummah min sakhatillah, which will anger Allah. Tor. Break hearts, hurt people. Today, mashallah, there are many of us that don't miss tahajjud. There are many of us that don't miss Monday and Thursday fasting. There are many brothers, mashallah, will never make qaza of their 40 days in the path of Allah. Many people have been for umrah, hajj, sitting in some khanka. But how many today take few minutes to think, someone somewhere, maybe my elderly father, maybe my elderly mother, maybe my wife, maybe my child is sitting and crying in some room because of what I said. How many think who you have hurt, who you have insulted, who you use the snake with, you use this snake in such a manner that you cause thor and split in the hearts of people. And today with the musibat of the cell phone, it's not just one person. Malicious rumors spread rife. Ghibat rife. Coming back to this riwayat, my Nabi said, you will utter something that will anger Allah. You won't give it a second thought. Allah will write down His decree of His anger with you right up till Qiyamah. Comes in another riwayat, because of what you uttered, you will be flung into Jahannam, the distance between the heavens and the earth. He said to Muaz, Kuffa alayka hadha. Muaz, the essence of my whole deen, control this tongue. Muaz is surprised. So much emphasis. My Nabi is showing it like this. He said, Inna lamuna akhadun, Ya Rasulullah, we will be taken to task like this. We will be taken to task like this. Before I mention the response of my Nabi, I'm going to mention one incident. It is Uhud. What is Uhud? Uhud is one of the pinnacles of achievement of Sahaba. Sahaba used to pride themselves, I am a Badri Sahabi. I am a Sahabi of Uhud. Uhud, with that shaheed, with that youngster, ustushhida rajulun minna fi Uhud. Anas bin Malik says, a young Sahabi becomes shaheed in the maidan of Uhud. Fawujida batnuhu, fawujida fi batnihi sakhratun marbutatun min al-ju'. Not ordinary shaheed. He said, when we lifted his chadar, we found that there was a stone tied to his stomach as a result of excessive hunger. Hunger. Shaheed. Uhud. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَسَحَتْ أَنْ وَجْهِ التُرَابِ أُمُّهُ. His mother wiped the dust and the sand away from the corpse, from the remains of her son. And what is her expression? What is her expectation as a mother? Hani'an laka ya bunayya bil jannah. Hani'an laka ya bunayya bil jannah. She says, Mubarak my son, you are a jannati. Mubarak my son, you are, what accolade? Uhud, shaheed, stomach tied with a stone. In that condition, youngster, whole life given for deen. Hani'an laka ya bunayya bil jannah. When my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears this, rahmatul lil alameen hears this, he cautions that mother. He cautions Sahaba and he says, ma yudriik la'allahu yatakallama fi ma la ya'ni wa yamna'u ma la yadurru. If we take nothing else away, take this reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, oh mother of this child, don't be hasty in making this claim, Jannati, Jannati, Jannati. You don't know. Perhaps he uttered something that he shouldn't have said. Perhaps he uttered something that he shouldn't have said. Muaz asked my Nabi, will we be taken to task? Will we be taken to task because of the utterance of our tongues? What does my Nabi say to Muaz? Thakilatka ummuka ya Muaz. Muaz, what is wrong with you? I thought you were intelligent. How can you ask me such a question? And then he says, hal yakubbun nas. Hal yakubbun nas finnar. Hal yakubbun nas finnar ala wujuhihim illa hasaidu alsinatihim. Before I literally translate, my Nabi is telling us, through Muaz bin Jabal, this is the essence of deen. Tomorrow in Jahannam, more conducive. Zani in Jahannam, Sharabi in Jahannam, Behayai in Jahannam, not making salah in Jahannam, involved in riba in Jahannam. All this we understand. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, more than that, more than that, more than that, the Jahannami will be because of the utterance of the tongue. More than not making namaz, more than riba, more than zina, more than sharab. This is hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ramadan, you want to prepare? Fill the hole in the bucket. Fill the hole in the bucket. Not just ibadat, not just tilawat, not just zikrullah. My Nabi said, laysa siyam ani taami wa sharab. He said, fasting is not abstention from food and drink. Innama siyam minal lagwi wa rafat. He said, fasting is to control this tongue. The purity inside is when this tongue will be controlled. Abu Bakr, I'm running out of time, but understand this. Greatest ummati, greatest personality, greatest sahabi, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The doors of Jannat will call out his name. What did my Nabi say? What was his example? Abu Bakr at times would hold his tongue and he said, Inna hadha awradanil mawarid. He would say, this tongue of mine has caused great destruction to me. When his daughter, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved wife, our mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, was accused, na'uzu billah, we don't even want to articulate it, accused of zina, such a tuhmat, such an accusation, such a hurt to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such a hurt to his family. What was the conduct? I'm not going into that incident, that is a separate matter of the harms of the tongue, of the harms of ghibat, of the harms of slander, of the harms of spreading malicious rumors. Today, understand, shaitan, the pious of the ummah, he's not going to tempt you with sharab. He's not going to tempt you with a casino. He's not going to tempt you with gambling. The pious of this ummah, shaitan will deviate you through this, through ghibat, through slander, through adopting the high road and passing judgments on others, to rushing to conclusions against others, to spreading malicious lies and rumors about others. Understand, that man who you accuse, correct or incorrect, in the dead of the night he may get tawbah. He may cry before Allah. Allah will forgive him. How are you going to take back the ghibat? How are you going to take back the slander? How are you going to take back the chit-chat? How are you? This one is like that. That one is like that. The masjid is not safe. Kaabatullah is not safe. Madina Sharif is not safe. The road of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not safe. Today there are fires burning in the homes. Wives' hearts are broken. Husbands' hearts are broken. Parents' hearts are broken. Children's hearts are broken. What is behind it? Failure to control this tongue. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, great scholar of Islam, what did he say? Ashaddu dhunub, allati yastakhifuha an-nas. He said the worst sin is the one that today unfortunately is not even considered a sin. What is it? Al-kalamu fi ma la ya'nihim, talking unnecessarily. There is nothing more weightier in the scales tomorrow on the day of judgment than akhlaq, husne akhlaq, character. And ulama say 99% of husne akhlaq is husne kalam. Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah used to say the example of a mu'min, that al-lisanuhu wara'a qalbihi, he would say his tongue is behind his heart. He thinks and then he speaks. And the example of a munafiq, lisanuhu amama qalbihi, his tongue is in front of his heart. He utters first and then he thinks. And then what do we say? I'm very sorry, I want to take it back. It's too late, you can't take it back. Time has run out. Coming back to this incident, such a slander, such a degrading insult to the purest of families. What was the reaction of that father? Sabr, sabr, sabr. 1 month this fire burned in Medina till Allah revealed 14 verses in the honor of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. What was the reaction? I'm not going into that incident, just this point. What was the reaction of Sayyidina Abu Bakr? He kept silent for that entire month. He didn't strike out. He didn't speak in the defense of his daughter. He put his trust in Allah. Turned to Allah. After that incident, when these verses are revealed, one day Aisha says to her father, that, oh my beloved father, why didn't you speak in my honor? Why didn't you strike out against the people on my behalf? What was his response? Ayyu sama'in tudhilluni, wa ayyu ardin tuqilluni, in akulu ma la a'lam. Aisha, which sky will cover me and which earth will bear this burden of Abu Bakr on its back if I had to speak of that which I have no knowledge? Sabr, controlling this tongue, not for nothing the 8 doors of Jannat will call out his name. Coming back to what we mentioned in the beginning, This question is put, who is the best Muslim? My Nabi said, there is no better Muslim in my ummah, no better human being on this earth than the one who, when he opens his mouth, roses come out, thorns don't come out. When he speaks, he is rahmat. As a father, he is rahmat. As a husband, he is rahmat. As a wife, she is rahmat. As a child, they are rahmat. Whatever robe you adorn, become a rahmat and a mercy by learning to control this tongue. This is the real preparation. This is the safai inside. This month is coming. You want taqwa. You want closeness to Allah. You want cleanliness of the heart. There is nothing that destroys this heart, that blackens this heart. Worse than the sick utterances of this tongue. Maintain caution. Reading something, don't just spread it. You are not judge and jury. Fear the day when you have to give account in Allah's court. Every utterance is being recorded. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.